A scandal is pawing its way through the world of competitive show dogs in Britain. Peter Mann, the chairman of the top dog competition at Crufts, and his wife Joyce, the best in show judge, have resigned from the Kennel Club, which runs Crufts. She cited stress and anguish. The resignations came after what's being called a smear campaign was launched against them. Anonymous faxed letters made the rounds, accusing Joyce Mann of running puppy mills in the 1960s and 70s, large breeding operations now considered to be unethical. These faxes circulated through what's known as the Canine Press in Britain. Well, Beverly Cuddy is a member in good standing of the Canine Press. She's editor of Dogs Today magazine, and she says there's a lot of speculation about who's behind the faxes.
There's a very long list of suspects. That's the problem, really. I think that anyone who's been around the dog show scene for a long time will have inevitably made quite a lot of enemies. And unfortunately, the Manns have obviously trodden on quite a few sensitive paws along the way. And it's only a case of really, well, who's got most to gain from getting rid of them. And it could be somebody who's showing at Crufts this year who knows already that Joyce doesn't like their dog. And they've decided to get rid of her so they can get a fresh judge.
In other words, that she might have voted against them or judged against them.
Yeah, it could be as simple as that. Or it could be someone who's got a long-running sort of grudge that Peter Mann was particularly in charge of all the disciplinary cases, and he had to meter out some sort of punishment along the way to people who've been naughty. And it could be that he's upset somebody who's decided to get their own back. It's one of those. It's a shame that they resigned, really, because they could have toughed it out. I think they've drawn more attention to it by resigning.
You think they could have weathered the storm?
I think so. I think the things they were accused of are shocking today. I mean, they were sort of meant to have produced quite a lot of puppies and sold them through the trade rather than selling direct to pet owners. But 30 years ago in Britain, that was quite commonplace, and it isn't quite the same as doing it today. So I think that somebody really has done some homework and has gone back through the records and done a lot of research to get these people. I think Miss Marple would be quite sort of in awe of this person's dedication of trying to get their victim.
Now, has anybody been doing the detective work to try to trace back where these faxes came from?
I'm not sure that the Manns have actually gone into hiding. So big is the stigma attached to this case. They have actually apparently moved and nobody knows where they are. So whether or not they're about to, I don't know, relocate, move country. I don't know what's going on, but it's completely rocked them, and they're certainly keeping quiet.
So I take it that the allegations in these faxes have turned out to be true. They're not denying the
no.
facts there.
They're factually correct, and that's the reason that they've both resigned, is that they just would rather not cause any embarrassment to the Kennel Club. But the fact is that, yes, it's caused a huge amount of controversy by resigning because it's drawn attention to the problem.
Crufts had a bit of trouble last year also. There was the case of Danny the Pekingese, who had what some suspected might have been a bit of cosmetic surgery done.
That's right. Last year, the rumour mongering started as soon as Danny won Best in Show. There was allegations made that the dog had had cosmetic surgery, and it was very much touch and go whether Danny got his title removed, because it was found the dog had had surgery. But when it was looked into, it was decided it wasn't cosmetic. It was just an essential operation to help the dog breathe. But it just shows you what sort of world it is. It really is dog eat dog.
You couldn't resist that pun, could you?
No. There's so many you can make in this story, though. There's a lot of backbiting in the dog show world. It really is. I think nearly all the puns were created because the world is so competitive.
Well, Beverly Cuddy, thanks for talking with us today.
Hey, thanks for asking us.
Beverly Cuddy is editor of Dogs Today magazine. She spoke with us from Sunninghill, England.